What if you could have something that would greatly reduce your workload as a church leader when it comes to helping people grow spiritually, especially during the week? Well, today's guest will tell us all about such a thing next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Hello, it's the Church Solutions Podcast, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy, I am drinking mushroom coffee this morning.
I thought you were staying away from that.
Well, I was at the 4th Avenue Street Fair. People are on video. They can see me holding a bag up here. I was at the 4th Avenue Street Fair this weekend, and there was a vendor on the street fair. They're actually local, and I can't even read their font on this bag is not
it's
good. It's Desert
Youngsters, huh?
Desert Alchemist or something is the name of it. It's Tucson, but it's premium mushroom coffee. And quite frankly, it tastes better than the pods I was using last month. I tried the pods a few times. And I didn't really like them. This tastes a little better. I put it in my French press. I don't know if people are watching video, they can see the French press here. And, I know you don't appreciate coffee because you don't drink coffee.
I don't.
But your wife should. And your wife, has your wife ever talked about mushroom coffee?
She has not.
I'm surprised. She's totally into the
health and fitness stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So enough of that foolishness. I'll let you know as in the next few days if I really do like this stuff. I'm sure you care about it. So this is episode number 466. Before we get to our guest today, we have a webinar I want to tell you about. It's how to build a volunteer-friendly streaming setup. How to build a volunteer-friendly streaming setup, something that I think everybody would be very interested in. Mm-hmm. It is going to be April 22nd at 12 noon Eastern time. George Burchell from Epifan Video will be our guest, and we'll have a live Q&A with that. Also, we're giving away something that's worth over $450. So, you know, if you can attend the webinar live and stay with us to the very end, and in the end, it's only going to be about 30 minutes or maybe a little longer. It won't be painful. You could have a chance to win this, and it's actually a card, a video capture card, by Epifan, and if you don't need it, you can always, you know, hawk it or something. I don't know. But
The chances would be really good. Have you won anything ever?
No.
I don't think I have either. But I'm usually competing against tens of thousands of people.
And this I ever have. Anyhow, here's how to sign up. Go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sign up. If you can't make it, you will get a recording, but recorded copy, but you know, come and enjoy it live. We'll have some Q&A and have some fun together, and you know, I think you'll like it. All right, let's get on to our guest today. Our today's guest, I'll read her bio here, returns to the Church Solutions Podcast. She is the founder of Gnobe.ai, and that's spelled Gnobe.ai. And in her bio, she says that she loves people. Well, that's a good thing. She loves organizations. She loves systems. We like systems around here, too. We don't like people, but we like systems. No, I'm just kidding. We love people as she loves people, organizations, systems, ideas, and impact. She really is. She calls herself a serial entrepreneur, and I think she probably is. She's done a lot of things, but we'll just suffice. She can tell us a little later, but she's passionate about people flourishing. And growing as individuals and people. So without further ado, let's welcome So-Young Kang to the Church Solutions Podcast. So-Young, it's nice to have you here.
It's great to be here, guys, and great to be back with you, Phil and Steve. It's been a while, so it's nice to be back.
Yeah, it is nice. And you're in Singapore right now, and it's like after 11:30 at night.
It is 11:30 p.m. my time, yes.
Wow.
So
okay.
This is dedication.
I know. Wow. That would be, yeah. Yeah. That would be going on maybe 3 hours after my bedtime, so.
Yeah, me too. What time do you get up in the morning, So-Young? What time do you usually get up?
Maybe 8.
All right. So
it's going to be tomorrow soon. We better get on with it.
Yeah, we better get going here. So I know Steve's got questions. I've got questions. We'll jockey to see who gets to talk more. But before we begin, let's refresh people. Some people didn't maybe hear the podcast. It's been a couple years at least. What is Nobi.ai and what aspects of this AI device really resonated with you deeply? So what is it and what is it you really are passionate about?
Well, thanks, Phil. Well, just to kind of refresh, Nobi still starts with a G. And the reason why it starts with a G is it's grow knowledge into being. So it's about moving content from your head through applying it to make it part of your being. So grow knowledge into being. And Nobi.com is actually was our major, Nobi is the name of the company. We just launched the AI in January, 2 months ago. So this is hot off the press, Nobi.ai. And if in the last podcast, we talked about the power of Nobi to help churches and ministries to digitize their content and sermons for digital missions, for equipping, and for communication. And Nobi AI now automates that really complex, time-consuming process that normally takes 3 to 6 months, maybe to take one PDF, one book, or one video to convert it into training. Nobi AI now does that in 3 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So the main leverage of Nobi is to assist in equipping people. So it's a tool that creates training material for it may be a church volunteer. You know, this is just going back to the Nobi before the AI piece would be.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, it was kind of like, hey, I've got a great training opportunities with volunteers and new people. And you want to have something very digestible and that they can do on their own terms at their own time. So Nobi would help the ministries take whatever material they had. And this is for one aspect would be just for training volunteers. And that I saw as a great opportunity for, I volunteer at my church. We're in kind of the AV tech space. And so having some material that we can share, typically we've had very, very little. So it's typically hands-on. You become an apprentice and then you shadow somebody and then you make your way in. But we've never had any formal training. So how are some churches doing this? What's been some of the results in some of the churches and what are some clever things they're doing with Nobi?
Yeah, sure. Great question. Well, I would say that the some of the largest ministries like Crew are using Nobi globally for your evangelism and equipping. Equipping of the missionaries on biblical content, on missions work on the field. So Nobi supports over 70 languages, including Arabic. So it's really used for equipping. So in Ephesians 4:11-13, it talks about how Christ himself gave the apostles, right, the five-fold ministry to equip. And so Nobi is essentially a tool for equipping, which is not just about delivering passive content, but then converting that into an interactive micro learning experience on your phone, which you can learn on the go. So Crew uses it for equipping missionaries. Recently, over Christmas, we did a collaboration with The Chosen, and we did 25 days leading up for Advent, leading up to Christmas, where there was a 10-minute session per day with a clip from The Chosen, some reflections, some opportunities to share your prayer request, what you learned from that clip, and then share that in community. So we had hundreds of people around the world engaging in a shared experience together for Advent this past December. And our goal this year is going to be taking that and translating that with The Chosen in, I think, a dozen languages or so across Asia. And then being able to duplicate that experience, because Nobi is about a shared learning experience. So it could be, so those are two different but amazing use cases. One is on daily reflections and reflection on The Chosen, and one is on digital equipping. but then different churches are using it for welcoming newcomers to their church, discipleship training, membership training, parenting courses, marriage courses, you name it. So there is just such a myriad of content that churches and ministries need.
And I want to just clarify something. When you keep saying The Chosen, that's a movie.
The film series. The Chosen.
Yeah. So walk me through, you know, if I'm an end user on this and on, you know, receiving this training, what am I doing? Am I downloading an app or am I going to a website or, and then kind of walk me through, if I understand correctly, it's very interactive and multifaceted. Walk me through what the receiver of the training material, what's their experience like?
Yeah. Would it be okay if I shared my screen?
Sure.
Yeah. So I'll talk about it and I'll show it at the same time. So this is the Christian Creator designed for churches. So what you're seeing is the mobile first. Of course, it's available on the web as well. So it's not just mobile. It's mobile and web and all devices. But if you're using it on the mobile, it's a very multimedia experience with polls, images, reflection questions. And so as you're going through it, you can transform any PDFs or documents for Bible study, outreach, devotions. And then what you'll experience is you will download the app or log into the web. And it's kind of like if I invite you, Steve, to my community, I'll give you a QR code or I'll invite you that you'll be part of my group, my Bible study group or my small group or my church, and then my community. And then once you're in my community, you'll be able to engage with me on a teaching program. We can meditate and pray together, and then we can share kind of like a small group in a digital form. And we can use that as a tool, even if we are in person, as our digital companion. Or if, let's say, you know, I'm traveling and I miss this week, I can still engage with you if you're my Bible study group, because I can engage with all the content while I'm online. And so it just gives you a lot of flexibility. So the user experience would be on the web or the mobile. And then the admins would have the ability to track all the data on the back end.
Oh, okay. So they can go in and see if I'm doing this for a small group or something, or for membership, my staff, class, I can see staff, where people are at.
That's right.
See how many lessons they've been through, where they're at, that sort of thing.
I do want to clarify for people again, because that's my job around here, right, is that you're sharing your screen here. So people could actually see this video if you just go to streamingchurch.tv/resources and you can scroll down the podcast. Or I think we even have a streamingchurch.tv/podcast, I think, as well. So if you really want to see the screen here, and it's really quite colorful and very very good, very, very well put together. You can see that. We also have a YouTube channel. All right, so carry on.
Yeah, so what I'm showing you on my screen now, and I'm also going to verbalize it for those who are listening to the audio podcast, is you can just go to the Christian Creator in Knowbe, Gnowbe, and you'll be able to find free resources for Christians. So there is a template for 1 Corinthians, a 40-day prayer fast template, the story of Cain and Abel. And we also have amazing content from Christian authors and publishers like David C. Cook, where if you wanted to get ready-made micro courses for your church or your small groups, and you can just click here and get access to a number of amazing courses for your church or small group on things like missional design thinking, coaching for leaders, adventure of the apostles, or leading worship from the Union School of Theology. So there's a number of great courses that churches can also engage in on the micro-learning that's readily available. So now you have two options. One is you can use the software as is, but Knowbe AI now takes the entire process of you creating the content, which would have taken weeks or months, and the AI automatically will do it for you in minutes.
So walk us through that. So how are churches starting to use this? What do I start with? Do I take a recorded sermon? Do I take a study guide I've done, and then walk us through that process? And
sure. Well, why don't I demo something for you?
Okay.
Because I think that's always the best. I love to show versus tell. So I'm going to just take my screen here, and I'm going to talk it through for those who are listening on the audio. So I'm right now on web.novi.com, and everyone who's listening to this podcast can have a free workspace. And if you create a new free account at novi.com or novi.ai, both, you can have a free workspace, and you'll be given free AI credits to test out and play with. So anyone and everyone can do this. So once you do that, you'll click on this create button, and then you'll be able to click on Novi AI Magic Creator. Once you create this, the AI tool will work. If you have a PDF or document or video sermon, you can, of course, upload that into the system. The Novi AI will interpret, read it, understand it, listen to it, watch it, and understand it as one input. Or you can just start from scratch. So if I wanted to do a Bible study, let's say on 1 Corinthians, I can create a new program from scratch and I can give it directions. So you want to think of the AI Magic Creator as maybe an assistant who's on your team or someone who is one of your team members. So if you were to say, hey, team member, hey, Phil, could you create a course on 1 Corinthians, please? Then, if that's all I said, then Phil might go out and create a course, right? But the more specific I was and said, hey, Phil, when you do that Bible study, I'd like you on the content, I want you to cover, make each chapter one session long. Please focus on, please do a deep dive on chapter 13. Anything else you want to highlight?
That's kind of what I was thinking, was that you would do a deep dive on chapter 13.
Okay.
Then
please include some applications
of
How to apply this in your lives, apply this in daily life.
Yeah.
So the more detailed, you want details. You want to give it as many details as possible, right?
Yeah. It's just basically like if I were to assign this to someone on my team, right? The more I give them, the more direction they have. And then the main goals for this program, you feel free to jump in. I'll just say the main goals for this program is for small groups, for small group leaders and participants to be able to deeply reflect, and apply the principles to their daily life. Yeah.
Now, I might be getting ahead of you here, so forgive me, but once this is created, what if I don't like it? What if I feel like there's something wrong or whatever? How can I fix that?
Exactly like you would do if this were your employee. What would you do if they were your employee?
I would fire them.
Okay, well, remind me not to work for Phil. But so you probably would give them feedback, because usually it might admit it's usually my mistake as the manager. I wasn't very clear in my instructions. Right, so I have to give better instructions in the future, or I have to give feedback and then say, this is the feedback I have, and tweak it and refine it so that the person has a chance to improve it. AI will work exactly the same way. So we're going to go through it. And so this is the main goals and outcomes. Now, there's some options here. So we have now with AI 70 languages. So you could input in English and output in Spanish, or input a piece of content in French and output in Vietnamese, right? So you can put it in and out. But just for the sake of demo, I'll just do it in English because I don't know so many languages. And we're going to do a short program, 3 sessions, which is about an hour of digital learning. And the use case here is for, I would say, general training. Yep. But you can choose a different use case.
So I have a question as you go along. So you mentioned to do a session for each chapter and then expand on chapter 13. But then you're talking here about 3 sessions long. Conflict or?
Oh, yes. Great. Oh, Steve, you're sharp. So this is going to conflict. So it's going to be confused. Right?
Okay.
So what it's going to do is it's going to synthesize the chapters, and then I'm going to have to basically create more sessions.
Okay.
So, Yeah. So what we'll probably do is session one will be sessions 1 to 4, 5 to 8 or something. It does. It's probably will do that. And then because I've overwritten what I wrote before with my structure.
Yeah. Okay.
So that would be an example of me as a manager giving poor directions.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, so in this case, then maybe should we synthesize 1 Corinthians or I think I might want to use this. So 1 Corinthians has 16 chapters, right? But because of time, I'm going to just do 3 because it's going to take a long time to create.
Okay.
It might take 5 minutes. And so I don't want to take 5 minutes, but we'll take maybe we'll do the 3-minute version.
Okay.
And then the target audience, the more specific we are in individual, manager, or senior level, if we put other, but we put in the target audience. So who do we want to target for this 1 Corinthians Bible study? Young adults?
I was thinking, pre-marrieds or single adults. How's that?
Okay, single adults, any age in the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, if you want to pick age groups or genders, you can do that. But whatever. So we can say single adults in the U.S., and the tone of voice we want to use is, we want to be professional?
Let's go casual.
Let's go casual.
Let's go casual.
And then the program difficulty will be the tone of voice and the language used. Basic, intermediate, advanced, or universal?
Let's go basic or intermediate.
Intermediate language. Okay. So this would be middle school level, right? And then do we want our AI to generate images for us and create emojis?
Oh, wow. That'll be interesting. Sure.
Let's do it. All right. So now I'm going to click next. So now I've given the AI creator an assignment to go create this Bible, the structure for how are they going to create the Bible study for 1 Corinthians based on my instructions. And because I told them to do a deep dive into 1 Corinthians chapter 13, chapter 1 does an intro in chapter 1. Session 2 is a deep dive into chapter 13. And then session 3 is living out 1 Corinthians. So it synthesized the instructions I gave. And like you mentioned, Steve, I gave it conflicting instructions. So it took the 3 sessions. Now, Phil, if I don't like this outline and I want to add another session, I say, you know what? I think you should add another session. It's too short. So I can add another session here. I can regenerate because I want them to do something better. Or I can give it feedback of what I didn't like about it and say, I think you want to change the order. I didn't like that you focus on 13 first. I think you should do session, chapters 4 and 5 before that or whatever it is. And I can give that instruction and feedback. So it's basically created session 4 and it's added a reflection and discussion. So this is still pretty high level. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah. And one of the things I noticed is you just gave it a topic and you didn't have to load 1 Corinthians into the system. You just said,
No.
Yeah.
Because there's already so much public content on 1 Corinthians. If I wanted to upload a specific book or PDF, an article that someone had written or a video on a specific point of view, I could have uploaded it and it would have informed the content.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So now I'm just going to start. So are we ready to create, team?
We are ready.
All right. So I'm going to click next. Now this summary is kind of like the assistant saying, okay, Steve and Phil, before I start to do the actual work, are we aligned that I'm going to be creating 4 sessions here in a casual voice with this target with emojis and images? And then it says, yes, then I'll start to do the work. Then the Novi creator will start to work. So what you're seeing on the screen for those watching is the purple bar will start to move. You'll start to see it creating in real time. And while we're having the conversation, you'll just watch the screen and you'll start to see it auto-populate the interactive experience. And then we can test for ourselves if we think it's accurate. But ultimately, the AI should never replace the human. We are still in charge. If it's my Bible study group, I should still go in, QC it, personalize it, humanize it, and make it my own. And because the AI is not me. So it could do 80% of the heavy lifting. maybe the manual work, but I need to do that 20% value add.
That makes sense. Yeah,
and that was going to be one of my questions, which is a very common question when it comes to AI, and that's the ethical and responsibility. But it sounds like you're kind of answering that.
Yeah.
I see this is pretty amazing. I went through and put this thing together. Was there an option to say how long I wanted each session to be?
Yeah. I would have put that in my instructions. I would have said
make the first session 15 minutes or something like that. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it'll auto, like the default is every session will be about 20 minutes of learning by default.
Okay.
All right. So we're starting to run out of time here, but first of all, this was very fascinating and I loved watching it. But again, how can people, you mentioned at the very beginning of this, people can go to nobi.ai and they can do this for free.
Yep.
So they go there and that's, just repeat that real quickly. They go to nobi.ai. Sure.
Go to nobi.ai and just click on explore nobi.ai. Just click on the purple button or book a demo if you would like our team to take you through in more details. But just click on the purple button and you're ready to start creating or book a demo and our team will walk you through it. And everyone will get some free credits to get started.
And speaking of free stuff, it's free for a while. Three free credits. 200 credits.
Yeah.
How far does that get you? How far does 200 credits get you?
It depends on the length of your program and the complexity. If you're uploading a lot of videos, it will use a lot of credits. But if you're just starting with the prompt with not a lot of credits, then it will not take very many. So on average, it could be 1 to 200 for a full program. But for a demo, it might be 60 to 80. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just did the study on Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, how many credits would that have used, do you think?
I think it was about 80, I think we did, 80 or 100, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And of course, the big question before we go away here is, what does it cost?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for churches and ministries, because we are really a supporter of faith, of Christian and of ministry, we provide special pricing for churches and ministries. And so there's a special discount off the bat. And we partner with ministries because we really want our goal, our heart is to reach 1 billion people for the gospel. And so if churches want to come along that journey with us and ministries, we want to do that with you. And either we will work with you on budgets or we'll try to find funding resources to finance the software and the development costs. But we're committed to living out that mission together.
Right. So as a former journalist, I'm cutting you off. I apologize. But as a former journalist, you're dodging the question. How much does it cost?
It depends. There's a few factors. One is the features that you need. Second question would be, how technical features do you need? What kind of integrations? The second would be usage. Do you have 10,000 people or do you have like 10 creators or do you have 1,000 creators, right? And then the third one would be AI. How much content do you plan to produce and how much AI would you need to consume? So those would be the three decision points that would then impact the pricing.
All right. There you have it. We're running out of time here. I think Steve has other questions. Maybe we'll ask him after we're done here. But again, people can go to gnowbe.ai, nobi.ai, correct?
That's right, nobi.ai. Yeah. And so what you're seeing on the screen now is the program is completed. So session one gave a history of 1 Corinthians and Corinthians, the challenges faced by the Corinthian church at that time. So it's giving historical context. It's giving me a quiz about one of the main issues Paul addressed in his letter to the Corinthians. And it's giving me the multiple choice. And it's also kind of giving me reasons why some of the answers are wrong.
Oh. Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah. This is fascinating. I love this.
Yeah. So the quiz is based on the content this is a learning tool, right? So you're not supposed to know this coming in. You're supposed to read about it and then take the quiz.
Yeah. Or you can have a video. You can upload a video or images. And then it's also taking some of the verses from the Bible and it's putting them in there.
Oh, okay. So this is some of the artwork that, because you said have it generate some of the artwork.
Yeah, well, that's a background, but yeah. So in every kind of where you see the big images, you're starting to see the AI. And you can see the AI images quality is still a bit iffy because we're built on the existing major AI models out there. So they're getting better, but the image, I would say accuracy is still iffy. So I often recommend that you use some of your own. Some of the conceptual images, they do well. But images with text, AI doesn't do very well yet. So it's going to get better, I think, with time.
We've also experienced that as well.
Yeah. And that's why I say that it's an AI, it's a human AI collaboration where the human, the AI will do 80% of the heavy lifting. It's still quite helpful. And then the 20% is you refining it as you go. And then I think you asked a question, Phil, about data. You own the IP and the data. So once I create this and I edit it and I create it, I own this content.
Yeah. And then I would,
very good.
I distribute it to, say, my church. I would say,
I edit,
scan this QR code and that'll download the app and take me to the right content and that sort of thing.
That's right. So as soon as I finish, I can share it. I can co-create with someone. If I want to co-create with you, I can invite you as a co-curator so that you can create with me. There's a lot of back-end things that are happening. So some of the images are quite nice, like this heart. I like it. You know, that's AI generated. But some of them I may not like, right? So it's totally up to me. And what's really powerful is these reflection questions they're asking. So it's saying, think about a relationship that embodies the qualities of love described in 1 Corinthians 13. What specific actions or behaviors make this relationship so strong? Now, it auto-generated a very thoughtful, deep question for reflection so that my small group could answer this question, right? Spending time, right?
Yeah.
And then once I do that, I can share in community so that my whole small group can also participate and engage with me in that same conversation.
Yeah. This I used to do this stuff years ago. It took me hours.
Usually it takes on average, it takes months, not average.
So and the majority of the people that are consuming it are, is that through the mobile app or most go to the website? What's the most common route?
Maybe 70% on mobile, 30% on the web.
Okay.
It depends on you. I mean, this is auto-synchronized to my phone. So the moment I actually go to my phone, I can have this. I can start learning on the web. And then while I'm on the go in a taxi on the road, I can continue my phone. And then the beautiful part is I can edit on the phone as well.
Oh, okay. And that mobile includes tablets and that sort of thing, iPads.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we're out of time here, but as I've said, this is amazing stuff. This is very fascinating. I really love it. So nobe.ai. Go check it out and see what you think about it. So our guest today, So-Young Kang, who's over there in Singapore right now, and it's well after midnight where she's at. So-Young, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Steve. And try it and get some free credits.
All right. I think I might just do that. And folks, if you get a chance, go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv, sign up for a webinar, how to build a volunteer-friendly setup. And if you want to see the video of what we're just doing here, as I said, again, you can go to streamingchurch.tv/podcast. Or just go to streamingchurch.tv, click resources and scroll down. We got a lot of stuff. But the video on this was great because of screen sharing. So, all right, good. So we are out of time here. Make sure you subscribe to the Church Solutions Podcast. If you have not, give us a rating. Let us know how we're doing here. And with that, I will say goodbye. Thank you so much for your time. And please take care of yourself and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.